home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This is it, geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's-eye view of TC trailers, son.
TC trailers?
Look, there. Over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deals store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, right after Party Line, WILO and Boone 102.7 bring you a moment of pure positivity. It's the pet of the day. In partnership with the Clinton County Humane Society, we shine the spotlight on adoptable dogs and cats just waiting to meet their new best friend. Maybe that's you. You'll hear their names, their stories, and what makes each one special. Whether they're playful pups, curious kittens, or wise old souls, these shelter residents are ready for a forever home. So tune in, fall in love, and help spread the word. Because sometimes, the right tail wag or gentle purr is just a broadcast away. That's Pet of the Day, every Tuesday and Thursday. Only on WILO and Boone 102.7, where every animal has their moment to shine. Brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated, Travelers Point Distillery, and Blue Fox Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Proud supporter of Second Chances and Furry Friends.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone 102.7, along with HoosierLandTV.com. The on-air broadcast brought to you by Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, and TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. And believe me, they have any kind of trailer you would like out there on the lot. And my farm is a testament to TC Trailers, because we probably have about 6 or 8 different kinds of them out there, and we love every one of them, and the service out there is fantastic as well. Whenever you need anything, they're right there. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at We Love Big Deals. All kinds of specials on there. Mother's Day's coming up, so you know, hey, keep that in mind. You might want to check that out. Boone County, Carroll County, and Clinton County Daily News.com, your free online newspapers. Also, the online with Hoosierland TV, our online telecast, brought to you by Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Furnishings, Home Store, great place to get appliances, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services LLC, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, Community Foundations serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Home and Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Gidna Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. In-house right now, Anita Stewart, Executive Director of United Way of Clinton County. And how you doing?
I am staying busy. How about you?
Oh, busier than I care to. That's for sure.
So, yeah, it is definitely busy out there. Just spring and ready for the weather to get nice and just being outdoors.
Yeah, me too. I yesterday was, even though it was windy, it still wasn't bad. And then Saturday, we actually celebrated our Easter with the littles, with Carrie's kids.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the rest of the family, we were all there. So it was, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we actually, we had some kids that were going to camp. So Jeff and I sponsored their deposit. So I had four teen boys out at my house pulling those weeds, picking up sticks, and, and Jeff burned the fire. And so you can actually see my flowers budding up now. So it's kind of cool. So yeah, and then I had little Jocelyn out there with her little wagon, and she was raking and having a good old time. So yeah, it was just busy, busy. I had two little tired ones this morning.
Fun stuff. Hang on just a second. I'm going to take care of something here real quick.
Sure.
Just have them call back at the end, if you would, please. Thank you. We got a question about something totally different, and I don't want to get distracted, so we'll deal with that here towards the end of the show. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, I want to go back to the basics. I want to go back to the beginning and talk about how important United Way is to Clinton County, and not just Clinton County, as an organization as a whole. That, you know, and what you see, what some of the bigger needs are that you're seeing right now, key programs and partnerships. And I know you've got a big announcement that you would like to make. So,
yeah,
you know, let's just dive in.
I think the biggest need that we're finding right now is the food insecurity. It's just, I mean, I think it's bigger than people realize. They're just, well, groceries are expensive, you know, and you were talking earlier about gas prices and stuff. And, you know, a way that we can find that we can help, or other people want to help, is like donation of food. Or we've had like Rose Acres Farm, you know, they came through and said, hey, we have lots of eggs. Do you have anybody? We're like, absolutely. You know, just trying to find different ways. Duke Energy is one of our great partners. We just talked to them and they just gave us an $8,000 grant so that we can put together like at Heroes of Hope, United Way is going to have a table and we're going to have bags. It'll have a meal in it. I'll have the recipe in it, everything that they need. So it's just helping with little things like that. I had somebody actually who works in our building came to me and said, hey, you know, we got family who, you know, just lost their home and stuff, and they're staying with us. And I see you have some food in the hallway. Do you think we can have some food? I won't take a whole lot, but, you know, I'm feeding three extra mouths. And we're like, absolutely, you know. So I don't know if people really realize how big the food insecurity is. It's pretty big right now.
Yeah, I don't think they do either. I know different organizations, the churches, several places have got food banks.
Right.
And the parishioners are helping kind of try and keep those food banks going, but it takes more than that.
Right.
Because there is such a large need. And for United Way, I know you guys help with some of the funding through grants and everything else, but how can people help you guys help others?
Well, I mean, even if you've got some extra cans or, you know, non-perishable foods in your cabinet, feel free to drop them by, because they're definitely going to be used. I mean, even at Healthy Communities, because we're in their building, you know, people come by and we have these bags made up in the back, and, you know, they say we don't have anything, so we can go back and grab at least three different bags. They'll provide three meals to get them going. Or then from there, you send them to the food bank. So they're not walking out empty handed. They're actually walking out with a couple meals that they can get their families fed until maybe, if, you know, go to a food bank. They're only open on certain days. You got Salvation Army, you got the Nazarene Church, you've got all the food banks out in the county as well. You got Isaiah 55 and Stone Kitchen or Stone Soup. You know, there's just so many different ones. You got the one in Michigan Town. So just being able to help them immediately. So what we do is, you know, we put vegetables in there. We put macaroni and cheese. We put, you know, anything we can try to make a meal with. I mean, you can buy chicken in a can. You can buy tuna in a can. You can buy meatballs in a package that doesn't have to be refrigerated, that helps us put these bags together so people can have a complete meal.
Right.
Some of the other things that we really find is the childcare thing. We're still, I mean, even though St. Matthew's is open, we still get calls. You know, I need a place for my child to go. We have the seniors who need a lot of help through Paul Philippi Resource. You know, they can go to the food banks, but, you know, they have a lot of pride that, you know, that generation always worked. They weren't used to people giving them things. They had to go work for what they needed. And the things they need are like personal hygiene. They need toilet paper. They need paper towel. They need deodorant. They need toothpaste. They need shampoo, body wash, just those basic things. So we're always trying to collect those kind of items as well so that we can give them to the Paul Philippi. And what they do is they come and they play bingo, and the prizes they win are those personal hygiene things that they need. We're trying to also work on with the Paul Philippi, with our Duke grant, is to put together where people can come in and get personal hygiene products. So that's another big thing. Healthcare, mental health. I mean, it's hard to get healthcare because we just don't have a lot of options, and mental health is just really a struggle. And so basically we help provide funds to healthy communities, and healthy communities, they're one of our partners, so they take care of that. So we try to stay in our lane of what we can do, and then we depend on our partners who go out and actually do the work. So
well, and again, I think that's part of the misconception of United Way. They don't, a lot of people don't realize that United Way provides, when you donate to United Way, you're actually providing funds that go out to all these partners to be right. able to put these programs together and to help all these people.
That's correct.
And that, I think a lot of people don't understand. They think that, you know, United Way is doing their own, doing all these programs themselves. And it's like, that's not the way it works.
Not with two people in an office.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. So what we do is, you know, kind of like through the grant cycle, you know, we look at all these grants, and there's two people from the community. We have two people from the board, and you have the two staff people. So you have a variety of people who are looking at these grants that have different perceptions on things. And so we're looking at it because we get calls all the time of what the needs are in the community. Not only that, but, you know, we work with Healthy Community, and they get a lot of information. We work with IU Health that has information, and we work Bauer Family. They do all these surveys. Community Foundation of Clinton County. So these people are actually doing like county like surveys, and they do them every year. So you look at that, and this survey tells you what your needs are in the community. And then that's where you go try to put these dollars that you've raised to help these things better into the community.
Well, I know the grant cycle, the applications just closed on the 31st of
yes.
March. And you're in the process of going through those right now. How many applications do you know off the top of your head did you get this year?
Yeah, we got 20 this year. That's the highest we've ever gotten.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
so and how many organizations right now are under your umbrella?
We have 17. And a couple of them didn't reapply this year. I'm not sure why. Maybe they missed the deadline because we can't take them out of the deadline, so they didn't. But we've actually got a lot of new ones as well. So, well,
and I know one of the biggest one of the biggest goals of United Way is to help these organizations eventually be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And that's part of the working with them and helping. Now, some of them, granted, are a little bit larger projects, and that self-sufficiency may not come around for quite a while. Like you said, you know, especially food insecurities, the right. child care, the things that are a constant need. But some of the other organizations, I know you've had some that have become self-sufficient,
right.
and it's been a celebration.
Yeah, so what happens is a lot of organizations have several different programs they do. So they may become self-sustaining, like in one particular program. They're like, okay, we've got this one going, so this one needs help in our area. And so they'll write a grant for that. So it's not every year. I don't, the request, some of them have the same request every year, but a lot of them will go towards something different. You know, okay, we've met that need, we're self-sustaining, so now how can we help and make a difference in the community? So they're writing a grant for something totally different. So that's good, too. So you see, even though you may be funding the same agency, it doesn't mean you're necessarily funding the same program because they've become self-sustaining.
How, I was trying to think of how I want to ask this. You've been doing this for quite a while. What is some of the biggest undertakings besides the child care? I know the child care, getting the West campus open was huge. But what's some of the other large projects that you guys have been a part of and, or are a part of right now that you see a large impact with?
Well, I think one of the big ones we did was Home for the Night, and it kind of fizzled down. Basically, it was boiled down to a neighbor not wanting them where they were located, and trying to get somewhere else was a little bit hard. So we are in the process of that program's coming back to United Way, because what we do is we don't run the program. So once we get it up and going, we hand it off to, you know, hopefully somebody will keep that program going. And so not that that board did anything wrong. It's just location wasn't working, and it was becoming a nightmare. And so now we are taking that program back on and working with Greater Lafayette, and because there's a regional grant out there, so we're going to be working on homelessness again. And some of the things that we're looking at is having like Home for the Night, which means you're just there for the night and then you go get your navigation, so you're doing your work that you need to do during the day, and if you complete that work, then you can sign up, and if you complete it, then you can stay there for the night. So once again, the goal is not a handout. It's to help you be self-sustaining, to help you get to where you need to be. And I understand that you're not going to complete all your goals in one night. That's why you need to go out and do what you need to do, so you have a place to stay that night. And there'll be food there. Yet the next day, go to your navigator, get your work done, then you can stay again. And they also have to be drug-free. So we're looking at taking them from having that shelter to those mini homes. So I'm in the process of working. I don't want to give too many details in case it doesn't work out with that location, but we're looking at those little mini homes and putting those there. So once they get past that stage, they can go to the mini home. They had to pay rent. They've got a job at this time. And then from there, help them to actually get into their own apartment and that kind of stuff. So that's a project that we're working on. It's just, well, it's not at the early stages. I mean, grants are being written and stuff like that. So
sure.
Probably my biggest thing is just finding property. You know, people, it's really funny that people don't want people who are homeless around them, which is kind of sad. And just because they're homeless doesn't mean they're drugs and stuff like that. They're falling on hard times. Like I said, people who come to Home for a Night and go through this program have to be drug free, you know. Mm-hmm. Plus, they have to have a background check if they're sexual offenders and stuff like that. That's not our program to help. There are other programs out there for them. This is for people who are really falling on hard times and they need help, you know. And, you know, I can't say I've ever been homeless, and I hope I never have been, but I think it would be nice to have somebody who has a hand out there saying, let me help you.
Yeah.
Now, just saying, let me help you doesn't mean it's a free ride. You've got to do the work, you know? So that's the big project that we're working on. So Home for the Night, when we first started, it took about a year and a half to get that program up. So when you do these big programs like the St. Matthews, I mean, that was a three-year project. So these bigger projects like this, they take time because there's a lot of planning. You got to raise money. You got to get it open. So those are probably the two big programs that have been involved since I've been with United Way.
Well, you mentioned working with Greater Lafayette, and you said something about you're going to be going into partnership. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, we want to be very transparent with that. So we are growing like crazy. At our annual meeting, we had two pages listed of things that we've done in the community. Just the last, 6 years will be my seventh year coming up in August, that have actually taken place. And we're to the point where Corey and I can't get everything done. And so United Way right now, I mean, we are financially, you know, we're doing okay. We got money reserves, so something happens. So we're not looking to merge with Greater Lafayette because we're in financial trouble. So I don't want people to think that at all.
Right.
It basically has to do with the resources that they have to offer. And so we have, actually, when they hired me, they were thinking about merging, and then they decided not to. And it's been looked at a couple times by different board members and stuff. And so the last year and a half, we've been looking at it a little bit more and just a lot of research, talking to other people who have been merged. And I think it's like anything, smaller organizations, regionalizing things gives you more power, resources. And with that, you know, we can get more done. And Corey and I are both go-getters. We want to do more, but we're just maxed out. And so we have, you know, a couple ideas of things that we'd like to do. And with merging, basically what that does, it frees up my times, because I'm doing accounts payable, accounts receivable, all those things that I don't enjoy doing because I like being out in the community.
Right.
So basically, they're what we call our back office support, and they will take care of all that stuff. And that frees up my time to go spend time with people, get more programs going, getting more people to understand about United Way. And what I really like about it is we stay here in Clinton County. All of our funds stay here in Clinton County. We have a reserves funds, and then we have an operating fund. They don't get our reserves funds. That stays in our community.
Right.
They, too, take the operating because they're going to be paying all the bills.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Basically, it's like having a secretary and a treasurer.
Right. They just bill us back.
And that's what they take. They take care of that stuff for you.
Yes. And not only that, but the programs they have and the grants that we can write can be bigger now. So we do lose our EIN number and we have to use theirs. So basically, that's what it is. If we want to continue to grow here, we need more access to programs and resources. And that's really what triggered the whole thing.
Will that help you, you know, when you're talking about resource, will that help you with manpower too? I mean, if they've got somebody over there that's got the time to come and help a little bit with programs and stuff, will that help you?
Yes. Like, for example, they have their own marketing person. So if I need a flyer made and Corey and I need to go do something else, I can just send the information and say, hey, this is what we need, this is what we're looking for, and you get that marketing person. One of the things I want to bring to Clinton County is they do the tax thing, or free taxes. And I've been wanting to do that program for several years now and don't have the manpower to do it. So now you've got the grant money and stuff that's coming through them that we can actually do that here now. So that's just an example.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I know a lot coming up. I mean, we were talking about downtime and it's like there's no such thing as downtime. So not for you.
Not for us, yeah.
So what's coming up?
Well, we want you to say the date for July the 23rd. This year, this is our first year to do this. And a lot of times we do the back to school or backpack program, and we do it with the police department because actually National Night Out is their event. They just invite us. But because it's too close to school starting, we decided, and we've talked to the police department, they totally understand because they can't change their date because it's a national program.
Sure.
It's done through them. So. We are going to be doing what's called Back to School Waddle. So we are going to combine everything into one event on July the 23rd. It'll be out at the TPA Park. So that will be the actual backpack program. We will have each of the school mascots there. We will have all the tables set up with the nonprofit agencies. We have Meridian, who will be there doing sports physicals for the kids for only $10 before school starts. So we're pretty excited about that, and that's also the day that we will be doing the Duck Derby. So people can buy their ducks at the last minute. We're going to add a couple things to the Duck Derby to make it fun. There will be food there as well. So we have upped our fund for the – well, maybe I should let Corey talk about the next time because she's got all the details. She's great at taking care of that. But anyway, this big event will actually take place on July 23rd. I know it's the same week as – the fair ending, hot dog festival coming in, so we're doing it that Thursday. So it'll be a busy week for the community, a lot going on. So we really hope to see people out there and go from there. So
it sounds like a fun time.
It'll be a lot of things going on, but I think it's going to be a blast. Come in your duck suits. No.
Well, I know Cindy's got chicken suits, but...
Well, you know what? No, might be able to turn it into a duck.
Yeah, we might be able to modify that a little bit, but yeah, no, it's always a good time, and it's a great program. I mean, so many kids. How many backpacks did you give out last year?
We gave out, I think it was 512, so we'll have 600 backpacks this year.
Yeah, that's just absolutely crazy, And then, of course, you know, you always do the community program out at the fairgrounds.
Yep, that's what I was going to put on here. It's called Heroes of Hope.
Yep.
And that is actually on Saturday, May the 2nd. It's from 10 to 12. It's this will be our fourth year, and each year that it grows. So once again, we will have food out there as well. We'll have the food bags for people who are needing food. So a lot of free things for you. A lot of it's health-related. Some of it's just fun. We have a kids zone that's fun for the kids. And then there will be different services inside. Maybe you don't know about some resources, haircuts, family photos. The family photo thing is always a big hit. I mean, every year people come in and, you know, one lady just cried. She's like, I've never had my kids together to get a family photo. And then the superheroes will be there and some of them get their picture with the superheroes. They got the capes and it's just a fun day. But it's only 2 hours this year from 10 to 12. So, want to get out there and get your things.
Yeah, they're early.
Yeah, there will also be tickets. If you go around and you're actually learning something about the different booths, they'll give you a ticket. And so you put your ticket in the thing that you want, and they will draw them out at the end, and you can win some really nice prizes. So,
if people want to volunteer, people want to help either monetarily or if they have, you know, like you said, extra canned food, you know, anything like that, how can they get a hold of you? What's the best way for them to get a hold of you? And I know, of course, I always check the Facebook page anything and everything, but what's the best way for people to get in contact?
I would say there's two ways. You could do the Facebook, which is a Simply United Way for Clinton County, or you can just drop them off at Healthy Communities, the Health Department, United Way. We're all in the same building, and it's really easy address, 1234 Rossville Avenue here in Frankfort.
Well, Anita, it's always a pleasure and always a wealth of information. Do we have any more that we need to cover? I mean, I'm not
looking at
anything off.
I do want to say something exciting that happened and just really excites me. When we were doing our campaign, we were really down this year, and I was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Because the funds that we raise during the campaign season actually goes towards the agencies. Everything else we do, I write grants for. So I'm thinking, oh, you know, everybody's hurting for money and stuff like that, and now we're not going to have as much money to give out to our agencies. Well, we had the Farmers Bank came through, and they said that they would like to do a matching grant. They did a matching grant of $100,000 of new dollars for people who would increase. So we were at like 99% of our goal. And then at the annual meeting, we were like $700 short of meeting our 100%. Kurt Metzger, who also works at the Farmers Bank, he emailed me after the meeting and says, I want you to hit your 100%, and he donated the rest of the money. So this is the first year that we've actually hit our goal. So I was just really excited. I thought, wow, that's just how people in our community, they come together. You know, they just have a passion, and if they're able to help, they just do, you know.
Yeah, and I know when Farmers Bank came out with that, the first thing we did around here was everybody was looking at what they had done before, and we were trying to make sure we increased everything because we thought, oh yeah, you know, we need to do that anyway. But what a great reason to,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, the Farmers Bank was our campaign chair. They did a great job. Not only that, but they financially backed it. Their campaign was up this year. And then Kirk from the Farmers Bank comes and seals the deal to get you at 100%. What a great story.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, thank you so much. Thank you to the Farmers Bank for helping them hit that goal. And Kurt always is a part of the community, no matter what he does. So
yep.
Thanks to that. Really quickly here before we get off the air. It is Monday. This is your last chance to get two free drinks from Big B Coffee. This is the last time. I've got two gift certificate cards for that, and this is your last chance because these are the last ones to give away. So as soon as we get off the air, you can call 765-659-3338 to win those from Big B Coffee. No baseball or softball this week. We have this, which the way the weather looks, it may be a good thing or a bad thing that we don't have baseball this week. We kind of left a week in between to have them because of the weather, whether or not we were going to need them to reschedule. So our next baseball game on Hoosierland TV will be Tuesday, April 21st at 5 p.m. So listen for that. Again, the next baseball game is April 21st, Tuesday, April 21st at 5 p.m., and that'll be Rossville versus Clinton Central. Game's going to be at Rossville. That'll be on HoosierlandTV.com. Everybody, thanks for listening. Tonight is the WNBA draft, so I am going to be watching that. We got Michaela, Tim, the Fever are coming together. They have already signed Kelsey Mitchell, Lexi Hall, Sophie Cunningham, and Damaris Dantas are back along with Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston and Michaela Timpson. So they also signed over the weekend Ty Harris, who is a Heritage Christian All-Star from Indiana, and she played with Dallas, and she is back. She actually lives in Indiana in the offseason, and she said it's nice to stay home. And Monique Billings, who also played at Dallas, is coming. She's played with Caitlin on the USA team, and Kelsey and Unrivaled on the offseason. And if you got to see any of those games, they were amazing together. So two great signings to enhance our already core group of Indiana Fever. And like I said, the draft is tonight. They got 10, 25, and 40 are their picks. And we'll see who they decide to pick up next. Everybody, have a great day. And Shan will be in tomorrow for another edition of Party Line.